The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, West Florida Cremations.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. We have a new guest to the show today, so I'm super excited to have them here in the studio. Our friends from West Florida Cremations are here. We have Caleb Anderson, who's the director, and Corey Watkins, who is the, I guess, locations manager or locations technician. So welcome to both of you. They've not been on this show before, so this is a first. So first of all, I know it's kind of a touchy subject for the holidays. However, this is services that are provided year-round that all of us need to think about at some point or another. And so tell me a little bit about your organization, what you do, because you hear the title and you know, a lot of people really don't want to talk about this. They don't want to think about it, but it's a good idea to plan ahead and know what you want. So talk a little bit about who West Florida Cremations, who you are, a little bit how long you've been in the community, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a direct cremation company. So what we do is we provide simple direct cremations to the community. And, you know, there's a lot of different choices around, but we go ahead and concentrate on doing a respectful cremation for the community. And by doing that, by concentrating cremations, we're able to go ahead and offer that at a lower price than some other establishments are able to do.
So that's important, especially for families that are on a budget.
Yeah, it's very important right now. You know, there's a lot of people that are hurting for money, so we get a lot of calls of the economy right now, people needing help and needing a better solution.
How long has your business been in the Pensacola area?
We've been in Pensacola for about a year, but I've been a director for probably about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, good for you. Okay. And so being here in Pensacola, what would make this organization a little bit different, say, than another company that provides the same services?
Well, like I said, we concentrate on just cremations. So we don't have the big overhead and all the staff like you would at a traditional funeral home. So if you go to a traditional funeral home, you're looking to spend at least $2,000 to $4,000 on a direct cremation. But because we've streamlined the process, we concentrate on helping out the community. We only charge $9.95 for a cremation, and that includes everything you need.
Okay, so then the family would want to contact you, and then you would actually meet with them. And
absolutely.
Do you do that in advance? Is that something that you plan ahead?
Or what do you recommend? If people plan ahead, that's the best way to do it, and we do offer pre-planning options, and that makes it a lot easier when something does happen.
Okay. So, Corey and I know each other. We're good friends and have known each other for quite a bit. So, Corey, tell me, but it's so funny because we've known each other a while, but I really don't know that much about what you do, which is so funny. I know we have a lot of people have friends and you don't. So tell me a little bit about what your role is with West Florida Cremations.
Well, I'm the office manager and I take care of pre-needs as well. And so that's pre-planning for the future. And I'm there for families. That's really what I do. That's the bottom line. I answer the phones and I comfort people and I provide them with a service that, you know, it's meaningful. And I think that's a huge part of what we do is just we're here and we care. And I really think that's what differentiates us from other places.
You're also looking at some of the notes here that you are also licensed. And that's a very important thing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
To have the right licensing and...
Yeah, we're heavily regulated by the Florida Department of Funeral Services. So they make sure that we're following all the laws, everyone's being taken care of respectfully, and that everything is on the up and up. So they're very strict laws we have to follow to make sure our families are taken care of.
Right. So that's very important. If you have a question for our friends here at West Florida Cremations, we're at News Radio 92.3. The number here is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You can text in your questions. This is such an interesting topic because everyone has so many different options when it comes to the end of life. And I have to say, I'm in denial. I clearly don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us are. We don't want to talk about it. And, you know, it's a difficult conversation to have, but at some point, I got news for everyone.
Exactly.
At some point, it's going to happen. And so better to be planned, better to know what you want to do. I know that there are people who, because of their religious beliefs, take different other options. But this is an option for people that maybe have different viewpoints or different ideas. And they want to take care of things in this manner. So with a cremation, basically what happens is the family comes to you, and then you take care of everything, correct?
Exactly. We take care of all the paperwork, all the documentations. We go ahead and talk to family to see the different options. You know, there's going to be any services that we need to prepare for.
Do you have a place for a service?
We don't do services, but we do help some military families arrange barranca services.
Oh, okay.
So the family...
That's important.
Yeah, it's very important, especially here in Pensacola. We have a big military population here. So we do help families go ahead and prepare services so it can still have honor ceremonies there at Barrancas, the flag folding, and they can get, you know, the respect they earn for helping out our country.
So that's important. I didn't know that because I always assumed that they had to have a burial as well.
No, you can go to Barrancas and they got two options. You can do the traditional burial, but you can also do a cremation. And they have mausoleums above ground where the urn can go in, or they can go ahead and bury below ground. And it's a beautiful cemetery that they have out there to honor our
beautiful.
Veterans.
In fact, they're going to have all the wreaths out there pretty soon. So for the holidays, it'll be beautiful out there.
It will be. Yeah, absolutely.
So with the West Florida cremations, someone can call in, and it is 24/7. You have someone available 24/7.
Absolutely, yes. That's a very important part of what we do. I mean, we want to be there for families. I mean, if I get a call at 3 a.m., I'm getting back in touch with the family to be there. It's huge. I think that's a huge part of the process, is just being comforting and real and showing that we care.
Because these things are not necessarily on a schedule.
Exactly.
Nope. So. Exactly.
That's why we have to be available there to help out.
And through
families.
The holidays, yeah. I'm guessing.
Of 24/7.
24/7. So is there a number to call, or is there a website people could check out your services?
Yeah, there's two ways. There's westfloridacremations.com, and then you can go online and check out our different packages we have, or look at some information on pre-planning, the benefits of pre-planning. That way your family doesn't have to worry about that in the future. And then you can call 850-502-8490.
850-502. What was the rest of it? 8490. 8490. So if you do have a question for Caleb or Corey, you can text at 850-437-1620. Now let's see. I'm looking at, here's a question that came in from one of our listeners. Are the cremations done locally or sent out and then returned? That's a good question.
Yes. Yeah, so we have a partner organization that's local that we work with, and they take care of all our cremations. And they are also heavily regulated by the state. So the state comes out and inspects them every year to make sure they're following all the laws. We have to get all the permits. So we do have a local partner here we work with.
So we do have a fairly large listener area. So what is the area that you serve?
So we can go all the way out to Panama City. So we cover from Pensacola to Panama City.
Oh, okay. And how far north?
So we can only do cremations here in Florida. So Florida is very strict of where we can do them, and we have to stop there at the border, unfortunately.
But you up to through Tallahassee?
We could, you know, potentially help out in Tallahassee.
That's important to know. It's to have all the different locations and know where you're at and how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, but anybody in Pensacola, Milton, Pace, Gulf Breeze, Fort Walton, Crestview, all the way out to Panama City.
What do you think is the most misunderstood part about what you do? When you have people come in and they're asking questions, what are some of the questions they ask you? Because, you know, this is, again, a topic that a lot of people don't want to approach.
It's a difficult topic. I think the biggest thing is encouraging people to pre-plan. By pre-planning, everything's taken care of. So when something does happen, it makes it a lot easier on the family. Another thing is, in Florida, it does take a long time for the cremation to actually occur. In Florida, the doctor has to sign off on the death certificate, and also the medical examiner has to approve it. So a lot of people think the cremation can just happen right away, but in reality, it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for the cremation to actually happen. And sometimes that can just be a little bit difficult on families, you know, when they're going through all of that.
Of course. So we are getting some questions on the text line. So
great.
Let's see. It says, yes, it's a difficult topic, but nobody gets out of this alive.
That's true. We all do
very
the best
true.
We can.
That's
just got to prepare for everything.
So here she says, he or she says that my parents were both cremated about a dozen years apart. And a question, and this is going to be interesting, why were the ashes very different colors? There was some that was much whiter than the others were much darker.
I guess it just depends on the bone makeup. A lot of the ashes that remain are, I guess, bone composition. So I guess depending on their health, if they were on any medications, that sort of thing. So, you know, if they're on some medications, that can change the color of the bones. And then just different demographic factors can as well. You know, their weight and stuff like that can also play a factor.
That makes perfect sense. And I've never really thought about it, but yes, that makes perfect
sense.
That
was a great question.
No, it is a good question.
So
we're open to all questions here about cremation. We're talking with our friends at West Florida Cremations this morning. The number in the text line is 850-437-1620. I did have another text that came in that said, I have four foster children whose parents are all heavily involved in the drug world and have a high chance of dying or have already died. Mm-hmm. Do you have any resources for talking to young children about death?
That's always a difficult one when it's children involved. Those are always the hardest ones. But we do have some resources on our website, and there's also some free grief resources on our website. So I'd recommend going to West Florida Cremation, and you can go click under resources, and there's different resources they can read to kind of start that talk, at least get them prepared. And I would recommend preparing when we do have someone pass away. The more prepared they are, the easier it is.
I would think that that's part of the burden of that's lifted when you pre-plan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
100%. Because it's so hard for relatives to come in, and if they don't know what your wishes are, if you don't have a will, if you don't have a power of attorney, it gets very complicated, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. And I think the financial aspect is a huge part of it as well. I mean, for me personally, when my grandmother passed, I mean, we didn't know how we were going to pay for the services or what was going to happen. And that's a terrible thing because we're grieving and also, you know, worrying about finances. And that, like I said, as far as pre-planning goes, that's a huge relief for families.
And do they have like payment plans or things that you can do like in advance to pay for everything?
Yes, absolutely. We do offer payment plans.
Okay.
And we always work with people as far as financially. You know, we're not in the business. We want to be comforting for people. And, you know, we don't want to stress them out for the financial aspect of it. And we are always willing to work with people.
Well, it's good to know that you have some of the resources for grieving and especially for the kids. And just because I'm a friend of this organization, Valerie's House of Pensacola specifically helps children who are grieving. And there are many, many programs there. And I would encourage anyone, and especially the person that just texted in, to check out Valerie's House online because they do have all kinds of services and counseling for kids who've either lost a family member, an adult, a parent, a sibling. So they have a great program. But again, West Florida Cremations also has resources on their website. So tell me your website again, if folks want to go there and get some more information, more specifics.
Yeah, westfloridacremations.com. On our website, there's a tab that says immediate need, and they can actually go on there and go ahead and go through the steps and get an accurate price that's transparent. Mm-hmm. So a lot of problems with funeral homes now, and one of the reasons we wanted to start this is because a lot of funeral homes will go and itemize every little charge. They'll charge you for the transport. They'll charge you for the cremation. They'll charge you for the death certificates. So we wanted to make it very transparent and easy. So we only have, you know, one price that covers everything. That's $9.95, and that covers everything you need for the cremation. And you can go on our website and go and click through, you know, if you didn't want to add an urn or something else and see how much that would be. But we just want to make sure everything's transparent so people understand, you know, when they're going through everything. We want to make it easier on them.
Exactly.
You know, not harder.
Exactly. Yeah, it's something that a lot of us really aren't prepared for, quite frankly.
Exactly. And it can potentially be taken advantage of. So that's why we want to be very transparent, very clear, and make sure everyone knows exactly what charge is for and what's going on.
So because I don't know, I don't want to say a dumb question, but it's certainly a question where I just don't have the answer to. We can talk about pre-planning when you have someone that's in their senior years or they're elderly and you know, or someone sadly who may be suffering from a specific disease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have that already, that knowledge that this is about to happen. But what about car accidents, tragedies, where something happens unexpected and you know that your family, that the wishes of the deceased is to be cremated? What do you do? I mean, when you find out, you get the news, do they call you right away? Is that what happens? Or how does that process work?
Yeah.
When it's not expected.
So when it's not expected, usually, you know, the medical examiner will take jurisdiction, but then the family has to make a decision what funeral home or cremation center to use.
Do they get that question right away? Is that kind of something that happens in the very beginning of the tragedy, I guess, for lack of a better word?
Unfortunately, yeah, that's something that can't wait. You know,
right.
The deposition has to take place. So, you know, it kind of falls on the family to do their research, pick the best option, you know, that fits what they need. Mm-hmm. But there's no easy way around it. Unfortunately, it's just something that has to happen. And I guess the hard part is it's a time when people are going through a lot.
Yes.
So it's hard for them to make sometimes a good decision, which is why I want to make sure we do everything we can on our end to make it easy to understand for them.
And I noticed, too, that on your website, you do have places for obituaries.
Absolutely. We have.
How does that work?
So our families can go and upload pictures and write an obituary, and that will stay on our website forever. So throughout time, that'll be on there. If anybody ever needs to go back or read about it and upload pictures, share memories, and it's really a beautiful thing that families can do to memorialize their loved one.
And that's a great service too.
It really is, and it means a lot. You can share it on Facebook and Instagram, and that way everyone can be aware. And also, it's a lot more economical than newspapers, which have gone up recently. To post an obituary can be from around $300 to $1,000 sometimes.
Wow.
So that's just something we're trying to do to help out.
And that's good because you can direct family members there for information about the services
exactly.
and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So that's
and
very
a lot
helpful.
Of people, you know, need that help. You know, they don't have $1,000 to spend on obituary. So that's a way we can help out, get service information out to the public at a reasonable cost.
Okay, we got another question, and this is something I don't know anything about, again, here. Is that price that you quoted for a private cremation or a communal cremation?
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
So now you need to explain to me the difference.
So communal cremation, it's not allowed in Florida.
Ah,
but
okay.
It's when
maybe
they,
that's why I haven't heard of it. Okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't recommend it, but it's when multiple decedents or loved ones are cremated all together.
Oh, okay.
So we only do single cremation with one person, a private cremation.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even know that that was an option.
Yeah, I think in other states it is, but here in Florida, like I said, they're very strict, which is a good thing. It's heavily regulated, but here in Florida, they do not allow communal.
Very interesting. Okay. So if you have questions for Caleb or Corey, you can text in at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and we have our guest, West Florida Cremations. I know it's a touchy subject, but it's one that we kind of all need to get prepared for, right? So let me see here. I'm looking at another question. Nope, that was about pie. Never mind.
Pies good too.
Commonly confused cremations and pies, you know.
That was from something earlier. Never mind. So what have I not asked you about or mentioned that you would like to get across to the public or people that might be potential clients or somebody maybe that's just really uncomfortable with this topic? Can they call you? Can they come by and just talk about the options?
Absolutely.
And not necessarily make a commitment yet or have a fee involved?
Absolutely. They can come by, they can call. I feel like death is one of those topics that there's kind of still a mystery around it, and it's shrouded and it's uncomfortable, but we all have to deal with it. And yes, by all means, come by, call. I mean, I'm here for it, any of it.
Okay. So the number to call again is 850-502-8490, and they're available 24/7. So that is really important. You are very licensed. You follow all of the state laws. That's also super important. Tell me a little bit more about when people come in. You must be a special kind of person to do what you do.
We definitely see a lot of everything. You know, everyone takes grief differently. So we have to be prepared, you know, for the families that it's unexpected.
And that's probably the hardest. Or I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, and unexpected is always the hardest. It's a little easier when, you know, their loved one's on hospice. They've had some time to prepare and plan for it. But whenever it's sudden, like a car accident, which we were talking about earlier, those are always the hardest. And if it's unexpected or it's someone younger, those are always the hardest. And we just have to do our best to be compassionate, listen to them, you know, just be there for them. At the end of the day, we're here for the families. You know, that's our main goal, is taking care of the families,
exactly.
Being there, you know, no matter what.
So I have great admiration for what you do, because I'm not sure that I have the character to do that, because I'm sitting here, they're both smiling, they both seem like very happy people, and I would think that this would be difficult day after day after day. I don't know, what is gratifying to you about this kind of work? Because for me, I'm doing radio, I'm semi-retired, I go home, I don't have anything to think about per se, you know.
Right.
But with you, you have the people going through really probably the most difficult moments of their lives, and you're there holding their hands.
And I think, I mean, for me, that's why I do this. I get to help people at a time that they need it the most. And at the end of the day, I think that's what fills my cup. It's just, I get gratitude. I get gratitude for just seeing people that are suffering and being able to just perhaps help them just a little bit, even if it's just a hug or a, hey, I'm here for you or something like that. I mean, definitely gratitude with this job, and I wouldn't do anything else. That's exactly why I do it.
See, that's amazing to me. So hats off to you, because, and it is the week of gratitude.
Indeed it is.
With Thanksgiving right around the corner. So is there anything else? This is our first time having you on the show. You guys have done really well. You answered all the questions, and both of you, hats off to you for what you do. I know it's not an easy job, but it sounds like you do get some satisfaction and gratitude from being able to help people in the time of their life. Yeah. I think it takes a special person to be there for someone when they're going through this. So kudos to you both and to your whole team that's over at West Florida Cremations.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. You know, we try our best every day. You know, we can't change what happened, but at the end of the day, we try to make it just a little bit better, and that's our goal every time.
Is it more expensive or less expensive in comparison to a burial, per se?
Cremations traditionally are a lot cheaper and less expensive. Like I said, we charge $9.95. That covers everything for cremation. But if you went off a burial, you're looking at anywhere from $3,000 up to $10,000 plus. So it just kind of depends on a lot of factors, what kind of casket you picked, if you have any cemetery plots you need to purchase, if there's a viewing and services. But if, as far as it goes economically, you know, cremation is probably the best way to go.
All right. Well, thank you. That's our time is up. Believe it or not, it just flew by. Thank you so much to Caleb and Corey, who are with West Florida Cremations. You can find them online or call them at 850-502-8490. We'll be back again with Pep Talk tomorrow morning at 9, the Pepsi-Cola Expert Panel. Thanks to you both. Happy Thanksgiving.